Welcome into another edition of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Well, as the farming community comes out of the coronavirus pandemic, one livestock expert is warning producers not to ignore the health of their pastures. Jeff Clark is the range and pasture market development specialist with Corteva. He says 2020 was the best year for the pasture market since more people were at home, meaning they were paying attention to what was taking place in their fields.
They were seeing the weeds at first. They weren't just coming to cattleman meetings and grabbing a good dinner and tidbits of information. They were actually seeing the problems that we've been preaching about for several years and finally addressing those. So honestly, from a pasture standpoint, from a livestock production standpoint, things have gotten tighter in a good fashion.
Looking to the year ahead, Clark says it's important not only to have a good feed program, a good vaccine program, a good mineral program, but also include in there a strong pasture program. He noted the health of your pasture impacts overall herd health.
From toxic weeds to toxic forages, even down to parasites as the cattle are grazing. So keep that in mind of working your pasture program, getting with your range and pasture specialist so that we can talk to you about how we can help you have a tighter herd health program moving forward in the new year.
Again, that's Jeff Clark of Corteva. Well, just like a farmer, the stresses of being a veterinarian can take its toll on someone. For the past several years, the industry has focused on helping improve the well-being of veterinarians. Dr. Jamie Pribble, Boehringer Ingelheim veterinarian, says veterinarians are caretakers, but not always of themselves.
You know, it's kind of ingrained in us to be a caretaker, right? We care about the wellness of our patients and our clients, and oftentimes neglect really the well-being of ourselves. So the physical, mental, spiritual, and social well-being aspects that contribute to your overall well-being.
She says the warning signs are the same for the general population.
There's similar signs that you would see with anyone that is struggling with their mental well-being, and that can be just a change in their demeanor. Instead of being enthusiastic like they normally were, they're more irritable, or it's easier to run into conflicts with them. They seem down. And then, of course, the serious warning signs are when folks actually verbalize something like, you know, I wish I could go to sleep and never wake up.
In recent years, the industry has worked to focus on veterinary well-being.
The well-being of our veterinary professionals is one of the most important issues facing the industry today. So for the past several years, there's been a big push by the AVMA, the American Veterinary Medical Association, the AAP, which is the American Association of Equine Practitioners, and the other professional associations to really bring awareness to the struggles that veterinarians face. By doing that, you know, try to remove some of that stigma about seeking help or talking about your feelings and sort of sharing what you're going through.
So, how stressful is the job? Take a small animal vet, for example.
The first quarter of the hour, they might be looking at the family's new puppy and then walk out the door, walk into the next room and have to treat a very ill old dog, or that's a family member, and the family's made the choice to euthanize the animal, and that family's going to be distraught. And the veterinarian's part of that, you know, they have to maintain their composure and help the family through that. But it's a very emotional, you know, situation. And then you go from that situation out the door and into the room with the new kitten next door. So you sort of have to make a very quick switch of your emotions from one appointment to the next.
For farmers and pet owners, she says they can help by simply showing gratitude.
One thing to know as an animal owner, whether it's livestock or pet, have awareness that mental well-being is an issue in our profession, as it can be, you know, in the general population as well. You know, I think one of the best things that you can do with your veterinarian is just show them gratitude for what they're doing. Just showing gratitude and kindness is an amazing therapy.
She says there are resources available for veterinarians and their staff.
The AVMA has a great well-being section. Those things are free and available to not only veterinarians, but to veterinary staff. And then, of course, there's the National Prevention Suicide Hotline. The number for that is 1-800-273-8255. And then for equine practitioners, AAP.org has many of the same resources. And the University of Tennessee has a veterinary social work helpline as well. speaking for Boehringer Ingelheim, we really recognize the well-being struggles faced by veterinarians, and we're committed to helping veterinarians and their staff by providing resources on improving overall well-being.
Again, that's Dr. Jamie Pribble with Boehringer Ingelheim. Soybean prices prove the crop more profitable than recent years, making it critical to manage soybeans for higher yields, thus higher profit potential. Changing the way soybeans are traditionally managed requires a shift in thinking, a shift that is grounded in driving increased per-acre profitability using methods demonstrated in several university studies. Mike Hamilton, Vice President for Plant Nutrients with Advan6, says university studies show higher soybean yields are possible by adding ammonium sulfate or AMS.
We've been working with universities who've done studies, and we've sponsored a number of studies at several universities, a number especially at Purdue University, and we've worked also with University of Illinois. And these folks have been seeing higher soybean yields pretty consistently, as high as about 13 bushels per acre.
An increase of 13 bushels an acre of soybean yields translates to additional dollars in the pocket of producers.
13 bushels today at current soybean prices, which are obviously at a multi-year high now, can translate to as much as $150 per acre. At our ammonium sulfate cost, the application is only about $20 per acre. So it's a pretty considerable ROI right now for soybean growers.
Hamilton says farmers generally understand and know the importance of ammonium sulfate on corn, but using AMS on soybeans is a new way of thinking.
What we know and our customers know and farmers know about AMS is that over a number of years, I think folks have been seeing the benefits of using ammonium sulfate for both nitrogen and sulfur nutrition, but especially sulfur nutrition. Certainly as yields have been climbing for crops like corn and the amount of sulfur available from atmospheric deposition, the agricultural community recognizes adding sulfur back as part of the nutrition program is pretty critical. But one of the things that we are learning now is that we're starting to see this benefit on soybeans, which hasn't been traditionally recognized.
If nitrogen and sulfur levels are limited, then high-yield soybean varieties cannot reach their full potential, stunting pod numbers and bean sizes. Hamilton adds AMS is proving to be a good source of the nitrogen and sulfur for soybeans, bringing with it maximized yields.
Well, especially today, with the opportunity that's out there at the prices that soybean farmers are going to be seeing in the marketplace, they really can't afford to miss the opportunity to get as much yield as possible. And what we're seeing is that with folks like Purdue University, that they're going to get a return on investment for investing in ammonium sulfate and increasing their yields.
Again, that's Mike Hamilton, Vice President for Plant Nutrients with Advan6, talking about the use of AMS on soybeans. And this has been another edition of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen, wishing you a great rest of your day.